Das ist ein... Ist unmöglich. Das ist ein... Das ist, schnell, die Antivirenprogramme! Denn nun, die Pranke begreift nicht. Es werden immer wir.
Exactly. The Hackerfunk English edition is on the air. And to our regular listeners, don't freak out. We're broadcasting in English. We're fully aware of this. Calm down. Say om. 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 Once again, om. Because that's where we are. We are broadcasting live from the Netherlands in Gesmerambracht. I don't know how to pronounce this. Maybe I will learn until I leave. Well, my name is Venti, and with me, as always, is my invaluable co-moderator Axel.
Hi.
Hi. And as said, we are broadcasting from the Netherlands. We're here at station. Let's see. Exactly. We are broadcasting from the Observe Hack Make Festival. Can you call it a festival? I guess so.
I call it so.
And, this is not our regular
radio
time.
Station. And not our regular time.
And not our regular language. But, and also we're doing a two-hour show today.
Yay.
Which also will be available as a podcast later on www.hackerfunk.ch. The CH stands for Switzerland, you know, watches, cheese, chocolate, and anonymous bank accounts. Although I'm not so sure about the anonymous bank accounts anymore. And we have some guests here. You might have heard the jingle before the Hackerfunk intro. We are joined by the Hackers on a Bike. And we have three guests here. First, there's Susie.
Hello. Hi.
Then there's Minimo.
Hi.
And, sorry, what's your name?
Rootman.
Rootman, hey. Yeah, Rootman, right. Stupid me. Sorry, I'm a bit nervous because, well, everything is a bit different here.
Looks more professional as usual.
Oh, does it? I'm not sure. Well, I cannot hold the mixer into the microphone now. I don't know, there should be a, for the live listeners, maybe there's a video feed. That's available on radio.nifhack.nl, but I'm not sure about that. Yeah, well, so we're at Observe Hack Make, a 4 days hacker camp festival. Can you compare this to anything else, like an open air concert, or?
I would compare to the previous hacker camps every 4 years in the Netherlands.
So it's self-referential.
Unfortunately.
Okay.
I think you can't really describe it. You have to come here. It's every 4 years in the Netherlands somewhere, and it's always a three-letter acronym, just with at least one H in the name.
For the hack.
Usually for hack.
So, okay. And as usual, you have some events in your calendar to rattle down.
I do have.
Now, that we do have 2 hours of airtime still does not mean that you can have one hour just for your event calendar.
I'll try to keep it short.
Okay.
So, soon after OM, there will be DebConf, the Debian conference, DebConf 13 in Womakü in Switzerland, from the 11th to the 18th of August. At the same time, there will be YAPSI, the yet another Perl Conference Europe, 11th to 14th of August in Kiev, in Ukraine. Then, well, we're a little bit Swiss-centric.
That's cool.
So there will be on, will be Bünzli, the demo days, a demo party in Olten in Switzerland from the 23rd to the 25th of August. At the same time, there is a free software barbecue by Gül, and that's Group Utilisateur de Linux et Software Libre, hätte ich jetzt gesagt. Oh, sorry.
Logiciel Libre.
Elang.
They're from Geneva, Switzerland, right?
Yep. Okay. And Swiss Linux, which is, despite its name, a French-speaking Linux user group. And same weekend, unfortunately, there's also FrostCon, the free and open source conference, number 8 in St. Augustine near Bonn, Cologne, 4th and 25th of August. Then we have Frontend Conf, the conference for user experience in Switzerland, in Zurich at the university, 29th and 30th of August. Then there is, for all the retro gamers, Eccentrics in September, 6th to 8th September, in Seeshaupt, that's south of Munich, in Germany.
Yeah, it's on the south end of the Starnberger See.
Yes.
Lake of Star Mountain. I don't know. Go to the website.
I don't think you can translate it. Yeah, it's www.eccentrics. With two X, one in the front and one in the end. Then we have same weekend, Balkon. So in German that means porch, I think.
Balcony.
Balcony, ah, okay.
The
first Balkan Computer Congress in Novi Sad in Serbia. Then there is in Geneva in Switzerland again, well, the Open Knowledge Festival from the 16th to the 18th of September. Then we have the Linux Wochenende, Linux Weekend in Vienna in the MetaLab Hackerspace.
Yay.
28th and 29th of September. We have the Vintage Computer Festival Europe Swiss Edition in Winterthur, Switzerland, 5th and 6th of October. And we do have Open Rhein-Ruhr in Germany. I think it's
In November.
Yeah, in November.
So in Oberhausen.
Oberhausen, thanks.
In the Industry Museum. Nice place.
9th and 10th of November.
And actually, we do not say that you could stay at the Linux Hotel in Essen when you're visiting the Open Rhein-Ruhr, because otherwise we won't have any room to rent there.
Yeah, and then last but not least, Linux Day Austria. Well, it's Linux Day.
Our guests maybe will disagree that it's still Austria, but we can discuss this afterwards.
It's the domain linuxday.at, but they are in Vorarlberg, which is one of the states of Austria.
Yes, it is.
The most westwards one, close to Germany and Switzerland. And
Liechtenstein.
And Liechtenstein.
Don't forget Liechtenstein.
23rd of November. And we'll be there likely too.
Yes, we will.
So do you have any other events you want to announce?
We have our Chaos Treff in Salzburg every first Friday.
Okay.
In a month. Yeah.
So Salzburg, yeah. Area.
Linz.
Yeah, and Linz Hackerspace, DevLol, Developer Lab of Linz. Just got a new location, and we're going to throw a party the next days, I guess. But the details are not clear yet, so we're going to probably be best check out devlol.org.
So your hackerspace is called DevLOL.
Yes, like the LOL device.
Now that's a cool name. I really like that. Axel, please take note, we have to go to Linz sometime.
We'll have, I guess we'll have to do a hackerspace tour through Switzerland, Austria, Germany once.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Good idea.
A lot of things to do.
But you're the driver of the camper van, the famous Pennsemmel.
Okay, that's it for me.
Right.
For
so
dates.
I'd say we have some music, and afterwards, well, we'll hear about our hackers on a bike. Sorry, how they got here. Well, and how the trip was. we'll hear from the Umlaut demo the track Wir sind Einstein.
Das gehört läuft. So, ja?
Ja, läuft.
Schön. Lampenfieber leicht verflogen.
Noch mal Zeit. Aber dann können wir dann loslassen. Mhm. Ich würde sagen, wissen eine Idee war das eigentlich mit den Hackers on the Bike?
Eins oder beide.
Dann könnt ihr das gerade mal erklären.
Nicht so laut.
Hm? Ja.
Was kommst du, oder? Na, das sind 4 Ausgänge.
Das kannst du gut erzählen, glaube ich.
Achso, ich bin ernst.
Ja. Wie lange noch?
Kannst du nachher dann... Ja, das dauert noch.
Okay.
2,5 Minuten.
14, 15.
Naja, das eine ist eins, das bin ich. Das ist so 2,4.
Ja, ist doch schön.
Ja, das Tipp, das ist wunderbar.
Fangen wir damit mal an und zweifelsfall gibt es wieder Musik, dann können wir weiter quatschen. Also, vorbereiten.
Ja, ansonsten können wir dann schon rüberlenken, so was hat euch an der Oben gefallen, was nicht.
Wobei ich
können wir abranten über die Musik, über das
wirklich Essen. Mal mit der Fahrt anfangen wird.
Ja, natürlich.
Ich würde es manchmal ein bisschen abhacken, wenn du sprichst, sagt der Fab.
Okay, ja, das kann sein, weil... Aber gute Kopfhörer haben die hier.
Kopfhörer sind ordentlich, ja. Wobei ich schwitze schon wieder drunter.
Also die hier haben ziemlich ordentlichen Bass.
Du hast da noch so Schieberegler, glaube ich, oder?
Nee.
Nein, nur für Zierlich.
Lüftung.
Ja, kommt eh Frage und dann kann man die beantworten.
Eine Minute.
Ja. Okay, so bei 14,45.
Ja, dann erzähl ich von der ETH0 und von den Dings und sag, du hast dann gehört und sofort mitgehört.
Was?
Ja, weil eigentlich kommt ja die Idee schon von vor 3 Jahren. Nein, also.
And we're back with the Hackerfunk at Omroep, live from the Netherlands. And we're joined by the Hackers on the Bike. So you came to Om by bike. So whose idea was it to make that trip, actually?
3 years ago, I started planning to drive to the ETH0. And I saw my
bicycle.
By bicycle. Because I saw all the baggage I want to take with me and I thought, I can't just take with the train, but I can put it on a bicycle.
So you have a carrier for the bike, or you just loaded it on the bike itself?
No, I loaded it on the bike itself.
Wow. Okay. So you look a bit like an average Indian truck.
It's like a small
road. We all know these funny pictures where they have this little truck and then. A huge load over it.
Yeah, I have 2 backpacks on the front, one on the steering and 2 on the back and 1 on the
top of the bag.
Okay. So I interrupted you before. So you wanted to go to ETH.
ETH Zero. ETH is a university in Zurich.
I know. Okay.
ETH was a hacker camp in a small town in the north of the Netherlands 3 years ago.
I think it's not that far away from where we know. Just maybe 20, 30 kilometers.
Oh, it's pretty, yep. It's directly in the north on the seaside.
Yep.
And I drove with the train to Düsseldorf and from Düsseldorf complete through Holland. And then there I met some other guys from the Netherlands who also cycled by the bike, and they said, "Oh, it's a good idea, hackers on a bike. Let's do it to the next Congress." And we thought, "Oh, Congress is a stupid idea because it's in the winter."
Yeah, when traveling by bike, I can imagine. But, you know, I'm not that much the sporty guy as when you see me live. You probably can tell. I prefer motorized vehicles whatsoever. But yeah.
So the idea was then to cycle to the next Chaos Commuter Camp.
In that the one in north of Berlin in Finofort.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And to plan this whole thing on the Congress, but on the Congress we never meet, and it was hard to plan anything. And then the idea got real bit sideways, and so I planned this. The next camp in the summer was the Ulm, and I asked some friends of mine, and Susie joined us right away, and then we planned this whole gig and
right. And then you started spreading.
Yeah.
The news, and you've sent us this nice intro, which we also heard in
the jingle
before this. Yeah, the jingle before this show. We played it on our regular show as well.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how much impact it had. Well, yeah. Well, so but you came. So we first went to Düsseldorf by train. You because actually you're from Austria.
Yeah.
Right, but you did not cycle from Austria all the way.
This time we got from Salzburg on the train and to Stuttgart, and
which is quite in the south of Germany, so still a long way.
Yeah, the idea was to cycle 100 kilometers a day because I thought, oh, this is possible. We were.
I have no idea, but it sounds like very much to me.
We were a group of four people, and it was not really possible at the first days to cycle this much because it was hard and
all the bikes were broken all the time, so
oh dear.
not mine and not yours, but the other yes. two they were and so we just cycled a hack.
I heard of a very acrobatic accident one of you guys had. So like jumping from the bike and doing a salto and just skipping pedestrians, and the bicycle just skipped them on the other side and stuff. So it sounded very adventurous.
Maybe you tell one story and
but you're
it
still,
always develops.
You're, hopefully you all arrived healthy at the OHM.
Hmm?
You all arrived healthy. Well, there's no one
more
was
or less.
More or less.
Okay, but
he had an accident, but yeah, broken wrist. No broken.
No, not broken. Prellung.
Just just injured. Yeah. Okay, my English is also not so good, but well, you're still alive and you can join us in our radio show. So okay, so well, good thing.
So.
So you noticed in the beginning that you probably will be a bit late then, or how did you catch up?
We had a sleeping place in Düsseldorf on Friday. So we knew we had to be on Friday in Düsseldorf, and on the second day we thought, oh, we are now 100 kilometers past where we should be, and on the next day. And then we said, yeah, we will drive the as fast as we can and as far as we can get. And then we take the train and drive to Düsseldorf. And so we cycled until a bit south than Mainz.
Was the Oppenheim.
Okay. Oppenheim.
Oh, I know that. I worked there once.
And
nice wine area.
Well, so and when you were in Düsseldorf, did you also visit the Karlsdorf there?
No.
Their local hackerspace.
No.
Did you visit any hackerspaces on your road to?
Your no.
Route to that was one of the plans to. To plan the route and to contact them, and but we didn't plan the route, so
okay.
We tried to plan it, but all the time we met, we did something else. I don't know, just had fun and thought, oh, let's do it later.
So you had some GPS devices.
We had one GPS phone, and that was maybe 1 or 2 hours a day, and the rest we did it with two compasses. One is pointing actually south, and the other one is not pointing in the right direction because the walkie-talkie was inside this front bag, and it was always pointing when you stood still with the bike. It was always pointing to the walkie-talkie. We recognized this on our last day.
Okay. Yeah. So you did like of some deviations?
Yeah, lots of, and it was beautiful sometimes.
Well, that sounds like saying to your navigation device, take the shortest path and not the fastest one.
Although when traveling by bike, I can imagine that the shortest path might be the one going over the hill, which is, well, I don't know.
Yeah, in Germany you have hills, in Austria you have mountains, so it was not really
a problem.
In Holland
you have wind.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I give you that. I know now. I understand now why they have so many windmills here in this. Well, it's a beautiful country, actually.
But
it's just a bit flat for my taste. Yeah.
But happily, the wind doesn't know how much load you have on your bicycle. So if it's 30 kilo or 40 kilograms, it doesn't matter for the wind. It just matters for hills and mountains.
And the more packages you have, the more wind you stop.
Okay.
Yeah, but if the wind is coming from the back, from behind, then it's actually helping.
You never, the wind is never coming from behind. Never.
Oh, I see. That's like,
maybe 100
like
meters,
the Tetris game Minimal showed us today that, what was it called?
Bastet, actually. Bastet Tetris.
Oh, I see. Well, actually, I thought that every Tetris game was that way. Like, never giving you that piece you actually need to complete the rows.
This game is actually developed with an algorithm to avoid letting you make points or clearing up the field, and it tries to force you to create holes in the stuff you build. And so if you need the long stick to complete four lines, this is what you'll guaranteedly not get.
But that's the same with every Tetris game. That's the same on the Game Boy.
Because you suck playing Tetris.
Well, thank you very much, sir.
Probably. No, I have no idea, sorry.
So never mind.
I tried it today, and in the third trial...
I have to try it sometimes.
I got 8 lines removed only.
Wow.
Yeah, you can really do better.
I think in the first round you played, you did like 0 rounds?
I think I got 2.
Wow, okay.
But yeah, but I didn't notice then how it works. So the game is, by the way, installable on every Debian and likely Ubuntu too. Just apt-get install Bastet, and you can try it yourself.
So it's open source software.
It's free software.
That's always great. But we, how do you say abgeschwiffen in English?
Drifted off.
We got off topic.
Yeah, a bit. Oh well, that's something that
describes the camp feeling, indeed.
How is it different
from different festivals? You just get off topic all the time. The whole topic is getting off topic.
Well, I noticed that. Like, you want to go some place to see what's going on there. Like, for example, go to Rainbow Island and see what that's all about. And on the way there, you for me it was I wanted to go to Event Phone to register my DECT phone and the GSM phone, and then I ended up at the Kassfabrik discussing all kinds of things that you can do 3D printing with it, especially cheese. I don't know if they managed yet, if they have did sacrifice one of their ultimakers to try out if they can print something with molten cheese.
Yeah. Kassfabrik is the local fab lab of Alkmaar, and they own a container in which they have their fab lab, and they brought it here to Ulm, and they plan to do a tour around with to local schools and showing children what you can do with technology nowadays.
Well, that's cool. That's
indeed.
Really cool. We need that in Switzerland as well. But I have to talk with the guys from the Chaos Computer Club Schweiz about this, probably. And well, there's also a Fab Lab in Zurich where we already had a HackerFunk episode, a regular one, and it's available on our website.
But I think that's already a bigger Fab Lab than you can fit into a container.
Well, yeah, but you can invite the school classes from Zurich to go there. So, like, switch the other way around.
I don't know what the status in Switzerland. Do you have Otellos?
Otello?
Open Technology Laboratories or something like this. We're getting them in Austria. They come out everywhere now. They are doing hackerspace stuff for the masses. So they invite little children to workshops. They do loads of work with kids and... people of any age are interested, but not especially hackers, but yeah.
I'm not aware of anything like that
so
yet.
Maybe you have something like this in Switzerland too.
Well, I think it would be cool to have something like this. But yeah, we got off topic. We were still bicycling, or at least you two were. I think, Minimal, you did not come here by bike, did you?
No, I came by bus.
Oh, okay. So you're a hacker on a bus.
Yeah, indeed, we had some hackery on the bus. The gas cord ripped when we were driving up. The pedal was lying on the ground and you weren't able to step on the gas pedal,
okay.
Which wasn't too bad because we were stuck in a traffic jam anyway. but then we had to drive.
You were in front of it, right?
No.
Oh, okay.
But we definitely didn't lose up to the next woman before us while this was happening. So we went with walking speed on the...
Side lane,
yeah. And because we recognized that the gas cord might rip the next time, we already bought a new one, and then we had to change it on the highway with our tools. So hackery as we are, we burnt our fingers and in the motor and stuff like that.
Oh.
But 1.5 hours later, the bus was driving again, and so...
Okay. you still made it here.
Yeah, sure. In time.
Great. No, meanwhile, on the bike. So you were in Düsseldorf, and then afterwards you continued bicycling here.
Afterwards, we planned the route a little bit better.
Uh-huh.
And we drove with the train, and we had one day
off in Düsseldorf, and then we rode the train again because we wanted to be here at Ulm on Tuesday. And so we decided.
So one day before it starts officially.
Yeah.
And we had
to build everything up and.
170 kilometers, I guess.
Mm.
From Emmerich to Alkmaar.
But the last day we rode 12.5 hours, and it was really, I on a bike I slept for a moment. But as they're in Holland, they're biking roads are really highways, so it didn't happen anything, but it was really interesting that you could fall asleep on a bike.
The danger is even greater if you ride a recumbent bike, so Liegefietzen.
Ah, yeah.
And
is it actually called that?
I think it's Liegefietzen.
Fietzen means bike. I already learned about the Brommfietzen.
Yeah, that's
which is a very cool word, Brummfietzen.
So in German it's Liegerad, in Swiss German it would be Liegevelo.
Yes, we say velo for the bike, like in French.
And that it happened to me once on the Liege, on the recumbent too. So I really know how that feels. It's even worse than it feels when you're driving a car. Even that then it's likely less dangerous.
Well, but actually, when I went to school, some like 20 something years back, the only thing I ever did was doing homework on the bike.
Ouch.
No, actually not. Luckily, nothing happened. Well, except for that. Well, yeah, I did my homework.
Okay.
But, yeah, well, I was young.
But you were writing text or doing mathematics? Or
no, just reading.
Okay.
Luckily, I didn't have to. just reading.
I was imagining getting home, mom asking, "Have you done the homework?" "Yeah, I done it on the bike."
Yeah, sort of. No, it was actually on the way to the school.
Okay. Oh, okay.
I can imagine. Otherwise,
last time.
Mm-hmm. If I remember.
Yeah.
I always have the map on my front, and every time I read the map, I go with the bike like. You're really drunk on the opposite direction and stuff, and the others all shouted, "Keep on, watch, car or stuff." So it's a little bit dangerous to read on the bike.
But
so
what I've noticed here in the Netherlands is that most streets are just straight on, and then and then sometimes there's a curve going like 90 degrees to the left or to the right, but that's it. But there's no soft turns whatsoever.
No. And yeah, then normally the soft turns are because there are hills or whatever, and you don't have, it's totally flat, you don't need this, you can't make this straight
but
ahead.
But on the other hand, they have these canals. Like also the campsite here is
divided.
Are they artificial or is this?
I think so, yes. Yeah. Because we are here I heard that we are 3 meters below sea level now. So everything here is likely more or less artificial.
Yeah, but why are there artificial canals? Are they just here for OHM or for
I don't think so.
Do they serve any other purpose?
I don't know the purpose, but I don't think they are quite new. The only canals which are new for Ohm are those where the big cables for the data toilets
Datenklo.
Datenklo.
Datenklo. Datenklo. Ja, das macht den Hacker froh.
Yes. Famous German song.
By, slightly different text by done by Helge Schneider. Yeah. A great comedian.
So
yeah, I've seen how they lay the cables. They use a tractor and a plow.
Okay.
So yeah, nice idea. And then, we have these Datenklos, which are network hubs. Like every 50 meters or so, they have a switch, a router switch inside, and some access point for the Wi-Fi on top of it. But the Wi-Fi is a bit flaky sometimes.
And for those who never were on such an event, they are built into Dixie toilets, so like those construction sites.
Portaloos.
Or maybe scout camp toilets.
Yeah, these improvised toilets where they're just a toilet in a phone box,
a plastic box.
Plastic box. Yeah. Like imagine for those watching Doctor Who, imagine a TARDIS, but they're not bigger on the inside, but there's a toilet. And also they are blue.
Yeah, and they if you can flush them. You also have the spirals.
The time vortex.
Twisting, the vortex is also in the toilet.
Oh, okay, I see. But you cannot do time travel with it.
Yeah, you can. You can go from this camping site to the main stage also. Yeah, it's near the main stage. You just have to flush the right way. You have to flush it in the other the water in the other side of the
clockwise.
It's really hard because normally you can just get, do it on the other half of the planet, and you have to imagine this. And
okay.
It works.
Well, if anybody, if anybody wants to volunteer finding it out, please go ahead. And if you can do it before the show ends, we have some free microphones here to. Tell us about your experience.
Well, not to give away.
Maybe take a shower first before you enter the tent. Okay, before it's going to get too gross. I think we play another piece of music. I have here a track also from a demo. It's I don't know who the composer is because the demo does not feature any credits, but the track is The Italian Man Who Went to Malta.
Göttlich.
Oh ja. Ja, dann sind wir jetzt an der Oheim da oben. Dann können wir jetzt anfangen, was es hier so alles zu sehen gibt. Und
mal. Ja, wir können vielleicht nochmal sagen, wie der Unterschied
also,
ist. So
also was noch
vom Radlfahren und so oben.
Mhm. Was ich gerne noch sagen wollte, war, dass wir nicht die einzigen waren, die zum Radl hergefahren sind.
Ja.
Ah, okay. Also was mich auch noch wundernehmen würde, ist, fahrt ihr nachher wieder mit dem Rad zurück oder alles mit dem Zug?
Das ist jeder unabhängig. Mhm. Nur die
hier. Wie viele Kilometer waren jetzt eigentlich Zug und wie viel waren Rad?
Wir waren nicht.
Ah, okay.
Es waren mehr Zugkilometer, auf alle Fälle. Ich meine, von Salzburg aus nach zu oben waren ja...
Nein, ab Stuttgart meine ich.
Waren 650
ja. Gewesen. Also wir wollten eigentlich so ein Stück mit dem Rad fahren auf der Karten bis Düsseldorf und sind so viel gefahren.
Axel, muss man drin lassen nachher, so. Wenn der Text kommt.
So.
Also noch nicht, gar noch einen Moment. Das
ja, wir sind ja zum Beispiel in Holland dann 130 Kilometer gefahren.
French Tag. Kiss. Hm.
Wie lange haben wir noch? Wie lange noch?
1:30.
Ja.
Das habe ich gut gemacht.
I want to shit on my bed. I want to shit on my bed.
You better no shit.
This costs extra.
Oh, fuck. Fuck. I mean, everybody wanna fuck.
Und das um die Zeit schon.
Und the fuck on the day. Muss schon sein.
Das haben wir gestern schon gespielt, gell? Das haben wir gestern auch schon gespielt, irgendwer.
In Malta ist also in Italien in Malta. Ja, sicher schon 50 Mal. Wie oft bist du in Italien, Malta, jetzt schon gehört auf der Oben?
Ah, oh, Moment.
Was denn? Oft, aber ja, ist es jetzt oft. Von da oben oder so?
Hm? Nein,
ist daheim auch schon mal.
Nein, eben. Nein, nur wer er gemeint hat, wir haben das doch auch schon mal gespielt. Und ich sag, ja, das haben wir jetzt schon was
gehört. Ja, das ist total nervig. Ja.
Sag ich ja.
Auf 20 Sekunden. And we're back with the Hackerfunk, the English edition, joined by the Hackers on a Bike. Yeah, so, but you were not the only the only people coming here by bike, weren't you?
On the OM Wiki itself, there were 11 people registered to...
11.
11.
They were not elves.
Cycling to the OM.
Well, maybe some of them were. You never know. Yeah. So they had a registration page on the wiki.
We created it.
Ah, okay.
So at first it was two pages, and then we merged them together.
No, we had this one page. We created it, and somehow I don't know, it changed to your personal OM Wiki page to OM Wiki projects, and it was directly Hackers on a Bike. I don't know. Yeah. Really strange.
And were you all joined? Did you meet everybody then, or?
No, we met nobody. Just in accident, we made one met one guy. I don't know, 5 kilometers from here. He went. He went with this big
cargo bike.
Yeah.
Is that the one with the double double story bike? Well, it's it's a Bonanza bike.
It's a
The lower one. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think it's made of two bikes.
This is a tall bike. You mean you sit really high?
Yes,
it's two bicycle frames. One on top of the other.
Yeah.
I tried to ride it and I failed.
Oh. You fell.
Okay. I fell a little bit, but it's not too deep.
I see.
No, but I think you meant that tricycle with the solar panels on the cargo bay.
That thing.
You really transported solar panels on this.
The one standing
really
near to your village. There.
I don't know where he parked it. Yeah.
It's close to the noisy village.
I think I've seen this one as well. Yes. Well, okay.
Looked a little bit like a circus car because I think it was quite colorful. Not very colorful, but...
it's yellow, actually.
Yellow, and I think with some contrasty...
there's red letters on it.
And Revolution cannot be motorized.
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, that thing,
that
yes.
One. Yeah. But with solar panels.
I cycled it. This was really, really hard to cycle because you only have one gear and a fixed gear. Everyone, if anyone knows how...
So the pedals move.
The pedals move even all if you the same, and you also have to brake with this.
Oh, I hate those.
And
oh.
You have also a little hand brake beneath the saddle, but the most of the time you have to do all the work by your feet, and when you load this bike, it's really heavy and awkward. And
yeah, I can see, but that guy is from the Netherlands then.
He can only drive this bike in the Netherlands.
I guess so.
Likely would be illegal in other countries, I guess. At least in Germany and Switzerland.
Well, yeah, in Switzerland going downhill with that thing would be like, well, insane.
First you have to go up.
I think there are no roads in Austria or in Germany. You really need a big road to drive it. Otherwise you could drive it on the car road, on the main road, but
then seeing these the streets that are just straight on, I now understand why the Dutch folks have so much problems driving through the Alps sometimes.
But hey,
okay, that wasn't very nice of me.
Well, there's another
I'm sorry.
Common
are they already standing outside the tent with the burning forks and
she forks? Forks and torches.
Oh dear.
Sorry.
They seem bad.
Mommy.
Anyway, I experienced something completely weird to me. Well, having those pictures in mind of the slow caravans from the Netherlands, I was overtaken by several Dutch caravans on my way here, and I was driving more than 100 kilometers per hour with a camper van, and they still overtook me. I don't know how that works. So, I think that's not true with the slow Dutch caravans. They are quite fast.
Yeah, they're just careful drivers.
Anyway. So,
yeah, where were we? Like,
we were with the cargo bicycles that were heavy to hard to ride.
Right. Yeah. Something else I've seen here is these children bikes.
Oh,
where
yeah.
Where you actually have to move the handles to they don't have pedals, but the pedals are actually the handles. So you have to push and pull, right?
Like with a rowboat.
Yeah, sort of. And
you have to steer with the feet. Directly, your feet are on the front axle, and you have to push the front axle left or right.
Right. I think these bikes, I don't know what they're called, like Flying Dutchman or something. Not the Flying Dutchman. We'll come to that later. And I think they're banned in Switzerland because of too many accidents, like children hitting their teeth out with. With the handles, because the handles will always move. So when you go downhill and the thing accelerates, it gets even faster. And if you try to brake and have your head in the way, then bang.
Ouch.
It's a job for the dentist. Or worse.
Yeah, but you just saw one of them here. So, well, I saw just one.
Yeah, in the beginning when we were walking around, seeing what. As Minimal said, it's very easy to be distracted here, and at OHM,
yeah,
like you pass by a tent and it's there's a sign saying Om Sweet Om, like the Belgian hackerspace, and I said, oh, there's some Kraftwerk fans in there. Let's see what they're about. And then the next thing was we saw a stitching machine from Singer, and I just had to take a photo of it and send it to my mother by a multimedia message. And she replied by a text message and said, yeah, I had one of these. What is this doing at this hacker camp? I thought this was about computers.
No, it's definitely not. It's, every kind of hacking counts.
I see. There are people with laptops here, but I think the sitting in front of your laptop is rather the minority.
Not really. If you look into the villages and into the tents, you have quite a lot of people who really sit in front of their computer mostly all of the time. But yeah, so there are different interest sets and people do what they like to.
Yep. Mm. So hacking in the most common sense, like creative doing with technology, independent of the kind of technology. So we have things like... Deck network here, so
which is really great,
and
because finding people is kind of hard, especially when you don't know where they are, where their tent is.
Yes,
like I'm still looking for that Ponyville village. There's an entry in the OHM wiki that there's a Ponyville. Ponyville village, but I did not manage to find it yet. It's said to be somewhere around Rainbow Island, but there's no sign, no trace of any ponies except for the rainbow dash in the logo. Oh yeah, well.
Anyway, deck network. So
the deck network.
Many of us brought their deck phones from home, so they're usually mobile.
I have mine right here. I'll hold it in the microphone for you.
Hey, that sounds great.
Well. Probably all of our listeners' earphones flew off. Sorry.
But anyway, that's the most robust network we have here. It works nearly every time.
Yes.
And you can reach it all on the camp site. So
that's right. It's rock solid, that thing.
Does anyone know if GSM is already up?
It's been up since yesterday.
Oh, nice.
And actually, it went up in on was it Thursday night? No, today is Friday, right? You get a bit out of touch with the calendar when on holiday. At least I do. But yeah, it first appeared on I think Thursday or or so, and I tried to register my GSM phone and the SIM card, and it did not work. I entered that token I got. Well, later on I found out that I was mistyping the token. But, so I went to Event Phone to ask, well, can you give me some support? And they said, well, okay, we're not in charge of the GSM network, but try the two folks at in the tent near the pool. And so I went there, and they said, oh, well, yeah, it's not ready yet, but we're still waiting for some hardware and stuff. And I said, oh, well, okay, I don't want to bother. I'm here for a few more days, so hopefully it will work, because, well, I'm interested in these things. And they said, yeah, okay, just keep your phone registered to the network and try again tomorrow morning. And when I went out, I just heard, oh, that was fast. So probably they did not expect someone to walk in a tent already then. But the GSM network seems rather stable as well.
Yeah, and that gets used too, really, from the community. Yes. For example, we had a spam caller before. Somebody got a call bot. The Italian embassy is inviting to party tonight at 11 p.m. And so they set up a computer to call all the DECT phones, one after the other, and play a message to everybody to invite them to the party.
Yeah, I've got this call as well, both on my DECT and on my GSM phone.
Yeah, and we already recognized that we're also able to phone to the outside world from the DECT phones. And so I hope their bot doesn't go nuts and call some outside numbers.
Yeah, I've learned that... I've learned that there's also a gateway to Switzerland, for example, and I tried this
and
out.
Austria. There's also a gateway to Austria.
Yes, and Germany, I think. Well, maybe other countries as well. Well, to the Netherlands as well, because when you dial out, you have the international prefix 0031 for the Netherlands. Although the phone line quality, the audio quality is, well, sometimes you do understand one or two syllables, but that's about it.
But you also can call inside.
Yes, that's also possible. I don't know the number you have to dial in front of your extension. But
in the email you sent it. In the email you sent it. The whole number.
Actually,
I wrote the email, and yes. I'm not very sure if that prefix is really the one, because on the Event Phone website it still says SIG IN prefix.
Probably some old lady got a lot of phone calls and is wondering, who is calling me all the time and asking about hackers and stuff?
So, but another interesting thing...
Just for the DECnet, yeah. You can also call, I think you can also call in via SIP. Via the internet, it's the prefix at sip.eventphone.de. At least that worked the
suffix.
Last time.
Suffix, not prefix.
But it's pre, it's in front.
Yeah, but in the phone number it's a suffix, isn't it?
You're not in the SIP phone number.
Ah, okay. So address. Your phone number.
Anyway.
And there are also new services. For example, if you call time, you get the current time.
If you call dirt, someone comes and cleans up the full dirt boxes standing around.
Okay, didn't know about that.
That's what it says on the garbage bins. Okay. I once called them, but then there was only voicemail, so I left them a voicemail. I don't know if it worked.
I think the info desk was RTFM.
Okay.
Oh, that could be. Also, yeah, they used to have vanity numbers.
You can also listen to the streams.
Yes, you can. Right. Just call the frequency of this radio station on DECT.
Wait. Yeah, you heard the man. 104.7 on your DECT phone.
But you can also listen to all streams from all... the tents with talks on your DECT.
Actually, this only works from the DECT phones. It does not work from the GSM phones.
Oh, that's
a pity. When you dial, for example, you dial 104.7 from a GSM phone, it only tells you that there's dialed an invalid number. And so is for the talks for the different tents. If you're interested to hear a talk, but you're not on, well, but you can't go there because, well, you're someplace else in OHM.
You can just,
for example, tent one is 8001, and then tent two is 8002, and well, you get the idea.
What is 8000?
That is also Omrup.
Okay.
Both numbers work. So yeah, like meeting people and stuff via to call them via DECT is, well, it's really great.
Unless they've forgotten their tech phone.
But yes. It's nice that you can use all the DECTs to find your DECT. It's like home.
Yeah.
On the camp.
And there are pretty much DECTs around, so.
Yeah, you can always ask someone if you can use his or her phone.
And in the public tents, you also have most of the time a DECT phone public.
Yes, but the downside is you cannot be called. Nobody can call you, but you can, of course, get your hands on a phone for making a phone call, and the phone book is online at eventphone.de. So yeah, but next time, if you've forgotten to bring a DECT phone or a GSM phone for that matter, please bring one.
What's beer?
Yeah, so I'd say we'll have another piece of music and then continue rambling on. I have here the band, well, I don't know if it's a band or if it's a one-person group, Trauma Child Genesis with the track Enigmatic. And I got a note that
wir haben jetzt eine Stunde rum.
Na, wie lange wir jetzt haben mit dem
Jungen? Eine Stunde ist schon rum.
Hast du Musik? Ja. Stück. Geht wie lang?
Geht 5 Minuten.
Ach. Gut.
Ja.
Ich rauche, gell?
Kommt gut.
Ja, ich dachte mir, dass das jetzt losgeht, aber ja.
Was sagen Sie mir jetzt?
Nicht viel.
Okay. Sie haben schon abgestellt, weil Englisch können wir eh nicht.
Also, lustiges German-Englisch haben alle.
Ja.
Ah, Englisch, also Austrian-Englisch.
Englisch, ja.
Linz, Salzburg ist schon AT. So viel Geometrie kann ich noch, sagt der Fab.
Okay.
Und, aber irgendwie was mit Body und Schwimmen, Arzi. Aber es läuft super, finde ich. Macht Spaß.
Wie das Übliche. Einfach so, bla. Aber ja, du. Ein quasi. Stimmungsreport von der Ohm.
Ja, ja.
Das ist cool. Ah, noch 3,5 Minuten.